Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of freedom from fear. In Hebrews chapter 2, we find this promise from God. Starting at verse 14 and reading through 15, it says, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." This scripture tells us that through the death of Jesus, there's destruction of the enemy and of his works, the power of death, and there's deliverance or release from the fear of death, which causes a lifetime of bondage. Fear in all of its forms, including the fear of death, brings into people's lives bondage. It brings in captivity. It brings in strongholds. It brings in such torment, as it says in 1 John 4, that fear has torment associated with it. It brings in such torment that people are afflicted all of their lives if they do not receive release, or as another translation says, deliverance. The King James says, "And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Without deliverance from this spirit of fear, people will go their entire lives subject to bondage, subject to the torment that a spirit of fear brings to people. God wants us to live lives totally and completely free from the torment of the spirit of fear. Romans 8:15 tells us, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery," or you could say a spirit of bondage, leading to fear again, "but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father." We have a Father, Abba. That Hebrew word means a tender way of calling your father, Daddy, as we would say in English, or Papa. We've been given a spirit of adoption where we have this tender, close relationship with our Heavenly Father. We can say, Abba, Father, and we can have that sense of His protection and His love. We haven't received a spirit of bondage leading to fear, and yet the world is filled with fear, and many people, including Christians, are in the grip of it. They are in the bondage of fear. They need deliverance or release from the spirit of fear. We must recognize that fear itself is a spirit, as 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us, and it is a spiritual force. Fear is a spiritual force which affects circumstances and it affects people who are under its force, so to speak. Faith also is a spiritual force which has effect upon circumstances and people as well. We see this truth illustrated in the Gospels when we see what happened to the Apostle Peter when he began to walk on the water with Jesus. In Matthew chapter 14, it reads, "Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost,' and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased." Now this account has many implications, but one thing that we can observe here is that faith is a spiritual force and fear is a spiritual force. Faith is believing, trusting confidently in God's word. When Jesus spoke to Peter and said, "Come," Peter had confidence and faith that what God's word was, or you could say what Jesus' word said could happen, would happen. Jesus said, "Come, go ahead, walk on the water. You can do it because I said you could do it." Peter believed that, and based on the word of Jesus, Peter stepped out of that boat. And based on his confidence in Jesus' word and in the power behind the word, Peter began to walk on the water. It says he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Faith, that trust, confidence in God and his word, is a spiritual force that confronts and can affect circumstances. Natural circumstances do not permit people to walk on top of the water. Natural conditions of water cause a person to sink if they step into it. They do not stand on top of it in the natural realm. But faith, being a spiritual force, changed the circumstance to enable a supernatural principle, God's word, to overtake the natural principle of gravity and water and all of that. But fear is also a spiritual force that will affect circumstances. Peter was walking on top of the water until he allowed fear to dominate him. When faith was dominating him, he walked on the water. When fear began to dominate him, it says he began to sink. How do we know that fear began to dominate him? It says, when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. First, it required him looking at the physical, natural circumstances he was facing. He had to take his focus, his attention, his thoughts off of Jesus, his power, and his word, and then look at the natural circumstances. A person cannot see the wind, but he was seeing the effects of the wind. So he was seeing the natural circumstances. And it was at that point, after he saw that, that he was afraid. Fear will immediately try to cause you to look at your natural circumstance, concentrate on those circumstances, focus on those circumstances, and stop looking to Jesus, stop looking to his word, stop concentrating on the power behind the word of God that says he'll be your protector, he'll be your provider, he is your helper, and all the many promises of God that we have as believers. But fear, being a spiritual force, can change the atmosphere, can change the circumstance. Just like faith, being a spiritual force, can alter circumstances, can change circumstances, can affect and impact your circumstance. We must decide which of these two spiritual forces are we going to allow to dominate us. Faith, the confident trust in God's word, will cause your circumstances to change. It caused Peter's natural circumstance of being out on the water, which should have naturally caused him to go down, sink in the water, to be dominated by a supernatural truth that God's word is more powerful than circumstance. God wants you to operate in the spirit of faith, not in the spirit of fear, so that the faith of God, the God kind of faith, the kind of faith that believes God's word above and beyond circumstance, will dominate you, and then it will affect, it will impact, it will change and alter your conditions that you're in right now. When the three Hebrew children were thrown into the fiery furnace, their stand of faith, the fact that they allowed faith to dominate them when they said, "He will deliver us, our God will deliver us, O king," they said about the fact that they're about to be thrown into a fiery furnace. That spirit of faith, that spiritual force of faith, dominated them and then dominated their circumstance. It did not allow their natural conditions to affect them. Instead, they had supernatural conditions operating. They were impervious to the fire, to the flame, to the smoke. Instead, they came out without the smell of smoke on them because the spiritual force of faith worked on their behalf. God wants you to live, breathe, walk in the spirit of faith and allow that spiritual force to dominate your life, because God's word is truer than any circumstance you're facing. God's word is more reliable than any lie that the enemy will try to tell you when he's trying to get you to give in to the spirit of fear about your future, about your finances, about your health, about your children. God wants you to say with the psalmist, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear." And he wants you to say with the writer of Hebrews, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do to me." Join me tomorrow as we conclude this week of teaching on freedom from fear. Hi friends, this is Rita again. I wanted to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the illustrated book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.